Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Clayton.
大家好，我是 Anna.
So for the last day, we have been talking about Jolene and her new ways to study English. But I want to ask Anna, how did you learn English?
How did I learn English? Well, I really love to listen to English songs.
Oh, really?
Besides, I memorized articles.And I tried to read aloud. Of course, I spoke as much English as possible.
That's really important. Because you can learn new words, but you need to remember and practice them. So today, Jolene is going to give us some good advice on how to do that.
Let's take a look.
English with Jolene.Reading A.
Sometimes Jolene uses her body to remember words. You cry with your eyes. So when you see eyes, think of tears. In this way, you can learn both words easily. You can also put words into groups. Chocolate, candy, and popcorn belong to the snack group.Study a group, and you'll learn many words together.
Now, Jolene does something really special to learn English. She uses her body to remember words.
She uses her body to remember words?
Right. So, this is her example. You cry with your eyes. That means you use your eyes to cry.
So
she says, when you think of eyes, think of the word tears.
That's a good way. 所以当我们讲眼睛，眼睛是 eyes， 眼睛做什么呢？眼睛可以看，但是眼睛可能会哭，哭就有眼泪咯。Tears. 所以其实我们记眼睛的时候，不只记 tear， 不只记眼泪，我们还可以记 see， 看咯，或者是 open。张开眼睛，或者是 close， 或者是合起眼睛，可以记很多字呢。
Right. So tears might be a little bit of a difficult word. Tears are the water that comes out of your eyes when you cry. But you can remember the word tears easier when you think of eyes. Because, you know, your body, your eyes, it's always with you. So whenever you need to remember, maybe you can justTouch your eyes.
所以啊，如果我们记头发 hair 的时候，我们就可以记长的 long 或者是短的 short。如果我们记手的时候 hand， 我们就可以记 hold 拿东西，或者是捡起来 pick up。
Right. So using your body is a useful way to remember words.
不过啊，我们在这里看到 use her body to remember words。那我们刚刚有提到眼泪 tears， 可是后面还有一句话蛮重要 ，In this way you can learn both words easily。
Right. When you say in this way, what you mean is like this or by doing this。
所以 by doing this 就是借由这种方法。如果你这么做的话。In this way, 那么你就可以两个字都学了，而且学得很容易 ，easily. 不过还有另外一个 tip. What's another tip that Jolene mentions in her book?
Well, she tells us to put words into groups. Now, a group is just when you have many of one thing together. They make a group.
所以这里的 group 呢是个名词，其实 group 本来是一群的意思，当然之所以会成为一群就有一些共同点嘛，所以这里的 group 其实可以把它分成为类别，那这个时候呢，当我们在记单字的时候，就可以把同一类的字放在一起 put in the same group and you will memorize those words easily.
Sure. Here's an example sentence for groupSandy is the oldest in her group of friends.
The oldest? 年纪最大的吗？或者我也可以说 Tom is the youngest in his group of friends. 在他朋友这一群当中年纪是最轻的。不过啊 Jolene 提到到底要把什么样的字放在一起呢？ Here is an example.
Here's the sentence. Chocolate, candy, and popcorn belong to the snack group. So you can make a group of words in your mind, and they are all snacks. Now, snacks are just things that you eat when you're not eating a meal, but you just want something small to eat.
所以 snack 其实就是点心的意思啦。不过点心啊，我们中文认识好像一定是甜的，其实不一定啊。水果 fruit can be snacks too， 也可以当成点心。总而言之，正餐跟正餐之间吃的都叫做 snack。可在这句话当中，有一个比较困难一点点，我觉得比较少见，叫做 belong to。
If something belongs to something else, that just means it has that thing. So, for example, this shirt is mine. It belongs to me.
所以 belong to 其实就是属于的意思。像 Clayton 刚才讲了 ,this shirt belongs to me. 言下之意是 the shirt is mine. 那我也可以说 the pen belongs to me. 这支笔属于我。言下之意就是 the pen is mine.
So you can make another group like this. Things in your home. So you could say a lamp is a thing in your home.
嗯哼，灯啦，还有 sofa, 沙发。
Right, or a bed is a thing in your home.
嗯，还有床咯。Maybe a desk, 书桌。
Sure, these are all things in your home. You can make the group as big or as small as you want.
没错，那甚至我们在提到这个蔬菜啊或水果甚至肉的时候都可以去想想那个类别当中有什么样的单字。Take vegetable for example, we can think of onion, 洋葱啦、
Tomatoes,
番茄啦或者是 carrots, 胡萝卜。
Right, so by making a group, it's easier to study words. Jolene says, study a group and you'll learn words together.
其实在这里当中的呢我们看到 study a group and you will learn many words together 它是一个祈使句开头的句型如果我们用祈使句开头后头打个逗点 and somebody will do something 那么文意是顺着讲做这件事情然后某人就可以如何如何
So when we say do something and you'll verb it just means if you do this then this will happenHere's an example. Look at the sun too long and your eyes will hurt.
那当然咯，如果你看太阳看太久的话，眼睛是会受伤的。
Okay, everybody. I think we're running out of time. We need to go and take a break, but we'll be back.
English with Jolene. Reading B.
Jolene also believes it's useful to keep an English diary. This helps you practice writing English. You can even learn how to use and remember English words better. Jolene gets a lot out of learning English. She thinks it is very important to let English be part of our lives.It opens doors for us.
Now, some of you may have read Jolene's Diary. This was a popular book, and it was Jolene's Diary in English. She feels it's useful to keep a diary. If something is useful, well, that just means it's helpful.
其实我们昨天有提过 ,ful 结尾的单字是充满什么什么的。所以 useful 就变成充满着用处的。当然就是有帮助有注意 ,helpful 的意思。
Here's an example sentence. The book is useful. It tells how to fix everything in your home.
Of course it's useful. 那当然就很有用咯。不过我们在这句话有提到 keep an English diary. 那 what is...Diary.
Well, a diary is a book that you write in. You write down what happens in your life and maybe how you feel about your life.
Almost every day?
Yes, some people write in their diaries every day, or other people write in them every week. But you need to keep doing it. That's what keeping a diary means.
所以 diary 呢就是名词所谓的日记。可是吼，我想 I guess we cannot say write a diary.
No, we usually just say keep a diary or write in your diary.
对，其实刚才 Clinton 有提到一个重点，就是我们写日记当然还是会用到写这个动作，但是我们写的动作呢是写在日记里头。You write something in your diary, writing diary. But, 但是日记呢其实就是每天写啊，或者是隔几天写，重点是要持续一直写才叫日记嘛。所以其实写日记英文叫做 keep a diary. 如果要用 write one 呢，叫做 write in a diary 或是 write in the diary.
There are other things that we can keep. So, for example, we can keep a pet. That means we have a pet and we look after it. We can also keep a record of something. So, for example, your teacher keeps records of who is in class every day.
所以这里的 keep 其实就有保持、有记录的意思。Keep a diary 就是持续一直不断的写。Keep a record, 就是记录一直持续不断的记录。而 keep a pet 呢当然是养宠物啦。但是你养宠物不可能只养两天，你会一直的养下去。所以都会用这个动词叫做 keep. Say, Clayton, do you keep a diary?
Yes, I do keep a diary. Because it's hard for me to remember everything that happens in my life. So I think the best way to do that is to write it down.
没错，所以其实写日记呢能够帮助你记住很多事情。不过到底写英文日记有什么好处呢？ Well, this helps you practice writing English.
Right. It's one thing to study words, but to really know how to use them and remember them, you need to practice. And keeping a diary is a good way to practice using English words.
Practice 就是动词练习的意思，不过这个字要特别注意哦。Practice doing something 后面一定会加动词 ing， 所以练习写英文 ，practice writing English， 或者是练习听英文 ，practice listening to English， 甚至是练习说英文 ，practice speaking in English。
So the point is that Jolene really enjoys learning English. She gets a lot out of it.Now, when you get a lot out of something, that means you get a lot of good things from doing that. Maybe you really enjoy it, you learn a lot, and you think it's useful.
其实 get 就是得到，而 out of 就有 from 的意思。Get a lot out of something 是从什么事情当中得到很多，特别是好的事情。
Here's an example sentence.Faye gets a lot out of playing music. She learns new things, makes friends, and enjoys herself.
She really gets a lot out of it.
So, Jolene thinks it is important to let English be part of our lives. If something is part of something, that just means A is in B.
所以如果我们呢要记这个Be part of, 我们最好记 A 跟 B. 我说 A is part of B. 言下之意就是 A 是 B 的一部分。这个 part 就是一部分的意思。
Here's an example sentence. Practice is part of playing sports.
Practice is part of playing sports. 当然运动其中一部分就是练习咯。Practice is very important. 练习是很重要的。不过我想问问看 Clayton,What is the important part of your life?
Well, you know, my life has a lot of important parts. But I think spending time with friends is an important one, too.
Well, I think sleeping, eating, and having fun are parts of my life.
Of course, I hope they're parts of everyone's life. But here, Jolene has...One more thing to say about how good learning English is. She says it opens doors for us.
But what does that mean?
Well, it just means that it can give us the chance to do many things in our lives.
所以字面上的意思就是英文呢为我们开好几道的门 open doors. Can you give us an example? What kind of doors?
Well, here's an example. Having many friends opens doors for us. The reason why is if you know many people and they will help you, then you can have the chance to do many things. Maybe it can help you get a job or learn something new or just about anything.
So English gives us a lot of chances to know other things.
Yes, English can help you wherever you go and whatever you do.
所以接下来的单元就很重要咯 Word power.
Word power.
Bill, what are you listening to?It's Word Power.
Oh, sorry. It's Jolene's latest song.
It's Jolene's latest song?
Yeah, it's good. Do you want to hear?
Sure.
Wait, maybe we should do Word Power first.
Okay, Word Power first.
Okay, so the first word today is group. Group.
Group 是名词就是组别。
Kelly and I are in the same study group.
Kelly 和我呢在同一个读书小组。
So I'm going to do well on my test because she's smart.
You're lucky.
I know. The second word is belong to. Belong to.
Belong to 是片语就是属于。
This beautiful ring belongs to my mom.
这枚美丽的戒指是我母亲所拥有的。
And our third word is useful. Useful.
Useful 是形容词，有效的，有用的。
English is very useful when you use the internet.
当你使用网络的时候，英文是很管用的哦。
And A plus English is very useful when you're learning English.
You bet.
Yeah, now our last word is be part of. Be part of.
Be part of 是片语，就是什么什么的一部分。
Music is part of this TV show.
音乐是这个节目的一部分。
Okay, there's our word power. Don't go anywhere. We've got some more for you. So, do you want to listen?
Sure.
Okay.
In mind.
Hey, Bill, when will you bring back my notebook? I lent it to you last month.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot because I have no reason. I'll bring it tomorrow if I remember.
All right, just remember to keep your word this time.
I will, I always do.
我们今天看到呢是跟 keep 有关的片语哦。那我们在课里面看到 keep a diary 就是写日记的意思。还有老师刚刚跟 Bill 讲说 keep your word 就是你要信守承诺。那另外我们也可以说 keep your promise 也是一样信守承诺的意思哦。
I always keep my promises.
Are you sure?
Well, don't you think, didn't you? I promise I will keep this promise.
Yeah, just remember to keep your word.
I will. I'll bring your notebook tomorrow. I know where it is.
English with Jolene. Reading A.
Sometimes Jolene uses her body to remember words. You cry with your eyes. So when you see eyes, think of tears.In this way, you can learn both words easily. You can also put words into groups. Chocolate, candy, and popcorn belong to the snack group. Study a group, and you'll learn many words together. Jolene also believes it's useful to keep an English diary. This helps you practice writing English. You can even learn how to use and remember English words better. Jolene gets a lot out of learning English. She thinks it is very important to let English be part of our lives. It opens doors for us.
Review time!
Okay, Anna, for today's review time game, it's a Jolene lesson. So, you sing a Jolene song, and I'll tell you how well you do.
I sing a Jolene... Bill, it's review time.
Oh, no! This says choose the right answer. That's different. 5 sentences. If it's correct, put a mark. If not, don't do anything.
So the question is, how does Jolene learn English? Jolene 到底是怎么样学英文的呢？接下来提供5种方法。如果是正确的，请你打勾。如果不是 Jolene 学英文的方法，就不要管它，不要打勾哦。
Okay, the first way that maybe she learns English, by listening to English songs.
By listening to English songs. Yeah, it's one way she learns English.
That's right. Now the second one, by chatting on the net,The internet in English.
那是当然要的咯。用英文在网络上面聊天。That's right.
Many people do that today. The third one is by remembering words in groups.
没错，字要一群一群的记，这也是它其中一个方法。
Okay, the fourth one, by eating snacks from America.
I don't think it's one way that she learns English.
Yeah, that's strange. Let's go to the fifth one, by keeping an English diary.
写英文日记 yes.
That's a good way to learn. You have to use it every day, and you have to stay with us. We've got some more for you here.
Now, Bill, you sing.
Okay. I don't know any Jolene's...
Living phrases.
Get a lot out of something.
Get a lot out of something.
I'm going to visit Canada this summer.
Great! You'll get a lot out of it.
Yeah, I'll sure get a lot out of practicing English there.
And don't forget to buy me some gifts.
Oh, well, but I'll spend a lot of money.
That's okay. Then we can both get a lot out of your vacation.